I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Israel and Lebanon prepare for new and intensified fighting following Saturday's rocket strike on a soccer field in the Golan Heights. The attack killed 12 children and teens, one of the highest civilian casualties since Israel and Hezbollah fighting began in October. Although Israel and the U.S. blame Hezbollah for the strike, the terror group denies responsibility. Heart for Lebanon's Tom Adams says,
"Everybody knows they did it. There's evidence all over the place, but they don't want to admit it because that raises the stakes even higher."
Prompted by the Gaza war, fighting between Israel and Hezbollah has been the highest since the two went to war in 2006, and the people of southern Lebanon suffer daily. Heart for Lebanon introduces Lebanese families to the hope of Christ through aid packages and summer camps for kids. Learn how you can support these efforts in the full story at our website. And finally, the tension between Christianity and culture hasn't changed since the time of the early church. Denise Godwin from International Media Ministries discovered some interesting historical parallels during the production of the documentary series, The Heritage Project.
Culture and religion get into the same conflicts, whether intentional or accidental. I just find it fascinating that it does repeat. Initially, we were looking at the actual details of the history. As we were creating these programs, things were happening that were echoing the great writers of the second, third, and fourth century.
Today, the church faces many issues, from cultural and political shift to persecution. Godwin suggests that the church look to its founding men and women to see how they use scripture as an example for dealing with these situations. More at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.